a big serve. 11. How to counter a drop shot. 12. How to overcome the runner. 13. How to outplay a big forehand. 14. How to overcome a big hitter. Chapter 3. Against unusual styles of play. 15. How to beat the grunter. 16. How to beat the time-delaying player. 17. How to overcome a fast-paced player. 18. How to beat the crowd favorite. 19. How to counter soft angles. 20. How to counter deep and high shots. 21. How to counter high backhands. 22. How to beat the scrap shot player. Chapter 4. Mental strategies. 23. How to overcome nerves. 24. How to overcome stress in a match. 25. How to stay focused until the end. 26. What to think during changeovers. 27. What to think before a match. 28. What to think the night before a match. 29. What to do when you're a set down. 30. What to do when you're a set up. 31. What to do when you have match point. 32. What to do after serving a double fault. Strategy number 1. How to beat the baseliner. Problem: a good baseliner is comfortable at the baseline and would prefer not to go to the net. For this reason, the best strategy would be to bring the baseliner to the net with defensive shots, where they will be in the worst situation and will probably get based or simply miss an easy volley. Solution: one of the best ways to defeat a baseliner is to bring them into the net by hitting any of these shots: a nice short slice, a drop shot, a short top spin, a short angle. If you hit a short slice, the baseliner will be tempted to come to the net, and if it's very short, he should be forced to leave the baseline and come forward to do a volley or overhead. If you hit a drop shot, you will definitely be able to bring your opponent into the net, as they will have no choice but to step inside the serving boxes at the net. If you hit with a short topspin shot, they won't be forced to come into the net, but will be in a very bad position on the court if they don't. You can take advantage of their bad positioning by simply hitting behind them. If you hit a short angle, they not only will be off the baseline, but also slightly out of the court, which would put them in a very bad position if they don't try to cover the court by coming into the net. If you have a good serve, serve and volley, or rush the net, simply to surprise them and get some free errors every once in a while. Strategy number 2. What to do against a net rusher. Problem: the net rusher is always ready to move forward, mostly on second serves, weak shots, and short balls. Their best shots are normally their volleys and overhead. They will rush the net after serving as well. They win most points by putting pressure at the net, which forces errors or bad decisions from opponents. Solution: the best solution is to simply keep the net rusher on the baseline by getting your first serve in, even if that means taking some power off and placing the ball instead. Also, hit deep topspin and cross court to keep the net rusher out of the court and away from the net. If the net rusher has reached the net, you should plan to 1. Pass them by hitting down the line. 2. Pass them by hitting cross court. 3. Pass them by hitting a short angle. 4. Lob the ball over their backhand side with a flat topspin or slice shot. 5. Hit the ball straight at their body to keep them off guard and slow them down. Strategy number 3. How to beat the counterpuncher. Problem: the counterpuncher is not the one to take the initiative during the point. They are usually the type of players that will wait for you to make a decision and then outdo your shot. If you rush the net, they will pass you,